It's time now to think about our main meetings, morning and evening. It's time to meet our two speakers. Justin is a regular at the summer school, has spoken quite a few times. Last time was a few years ago, where he spoke on Acts 1-7. This year he's picking up the baton and carrying on with Acts 8-15. Justin, come and join me. We'll have time for an extended interview with both of our speakers tomorrow, so we'll ask all those kind of warm and fluffy questions then about what they're doing now, their families and that sort of thing, and what's for a tan line this week. Justin, tell us why Acts, and why Acts 8-15 for this week?
Well, why Acts at one level? You could just say it's part of the Bible. And we believe that any part of the Bible that we look at is God speaking to us and will call on us to repent and believe. So at one level, we could have gone anywhere, but we've gone for Acts primarily because what we see in the book of Acts is how the gospel moves out from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth, and how it moves out, the difficulties that are faced as it moves out, the challenges for disciples as they go out with the gospel. And we're going to discover that the issues that the first century church faced as it put the gospel first to take it to the world are very, very contemporary indeed. They're the issues that you and I face as we seek to get the gospel out. Why Acts 8-15? Well, two reasons. First, 3 years ago we did Acts 1-7, so it seemed a bit silly to do that again. And secondly, 8-15 because you suggested it. And and I'm an obedient kind of guy, and if Mark says you do something, then, well, we all know that you just do it, don't we? But actually, more seriously, what we saw, those of you who were here 3 years ago, and I'll say something more about this tomorrow morning, we saw the gospel in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 is the template verse for the book of Acts. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And chapters 1-7 was the gospel in Jerusalem. And we saw the issues of how the gospel was proclaimed in Jerusalem. And we'll see how the early church overcame those obstacles in the introduction to tomorrow morning. Acts chapters 8-15 are the gospel then rippling out beyond Jerusalem. We're going to see the gospel in Judea and Samaria. And by the time we get to next Friday morning, we will see that there everything is in place for the gospel to go to the ends of the earth. That all the theology that the early church needed to understand is in place for the gospel to be free for all. Literally, free to go to the ends of the earth, freely for everybody.
Justin, you've been thinking about this for a while now. Let me ask you, how have you found your thinking changed? How have you found your heart reacting to what you've been studying? How have you found Justin Mote's daily life, week in, week out, being shaped by what you've been studying?
I think that, as I've prepared in Acts chapters 8-15, the thing that has challenged me most is to just have a realism about the responses we ought to expect to the gospel. That we will see some people converted through the gospel, and we'll see other people rejecting it and opposed to us and opposed to those we seek to take the gospel to. And I've just been challenged to have a greater realism in personal and church evangelism. What is it like getting the gospel out? You see, I sometimes read books where you read a book on evangelism and you think that the person who's written it doesn't have the same struggles that I have. You know, I'm the kind of most cautious, nervous person when it comes to sharing my faith with people. And yet as I read Acts, I discover that the issues that the early church faced are the same issues that I face. And I found that the sense of realism in studying Acts has been very, very helpful for me. And I hope it will be helpful for you as well as we go through the week together.
Justin, thank you. We look forward to tomorrow morning.
Can I ask one favour?
Yeah.
It'd be a real help. We're going to look at really quite long sections as we go through Acts to get a real feel for the gospel moving out. And it'd be a real help to me if you'd come each morning having read the passage that we're going to look at, because I don't think there's going to be time in each session to read the whole of the section, especially when there are in some cases two chapters to read. So it'd be really helpful if before tomorrow morning you could have read Acts chapter 8. That would be really helpful. And if you want to know which section you've got to read, It's in the booklet here, so you can see the verses that you need to read, and that would be really helpful. So perhaps then tomorrow morning in the personal reflections, as well as reflecting back on what you've just heard, you might want to read the next chunk as well.
Great.
Is that it?
Yep, absolutely. We look forward to tomorrow morning and Acts chapter 8. We've now all got some work to do before we get asleep.